You're listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started. Thunder, feel the thunder. My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to tell you about taking a pause. To the Create What You Speak podcast. You guys, this was a big week for me. I turned 40 this week. And as this day was approaching, I was thinking about this and I was asking myself, am I supposed to be feeling something here? Like when I hear people talking about turning a certain age, you know, some sort of milestone age, it seems like most people have some sort of a breakdown about it, which I never really got because we can't control time. So there's nothing we can do about that. But as I was thinking about it, I was thinking, isn't the normal reaction to feel negative about it? Like, oh, I'm so old now, or because I'm whatever age I am, or I can't do this or that anymore. And as I was thinking about this, I was like, no, actually, I don't feel anything bad about turning 40. It's actually quite the opposite for me. I mean, I'm happier than I've ever been, and I have a life that I love and that I'm so grateful for. And no, I don't feel bad about that. So it was a really amazing week for me. My actual birthday, I went to see a band called In This Moment. They were playing with Hailstorm. And I've loved In This Moment for years, one of my favorites. And so it was a really fun way to celebrate my birthday. And then for the weekend, my friends here in Nashville and I went out and I had some family in town. And one of my best friends came in town. And as we were all sitting there, we went out both nights this weekend, as we were all sitting around the table and everybody was laughing and just, you know, having a great time. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, I am just so fucking happy. Like, not just surface happy too, right? But in my bones, like true joy and genuine appreciation and love for all the people I have in my life. And that's a big deal for me because I did not have these kinds of friends when I lived in the Midwest. So to have this circle of great people in my life now, it's like this new kind of happiness I never knew I could experience. And I'm so grateful for it. And tonight I get to end my weekend, my birthday weekend, by going to see one of my other favorite bands, Shinedown. So I will say turning 40 was awesome and I feel nothing but happiness and joy about it. So let's get to this week's topic. So I want to talk to you about taking a pause. And the pause I'm talking about here is not just a 5-second pause, like when you get mad, like you hear, you know, they used to say that in the self-help books, you know, pause before you act or whatever that was. And in this instance, I don't know, who knows how long the pause is. That's not the point of what I'm talking about here. But what I mean by that is taking a pause before you act, but then also taking that a step further and thinking about where you're acting from. And I'm not just talking again about when you're angry. I'm talking about taking a pause when you experience any negative emotion. So when you're scared, you're nervous, you're desperate, you're upset, or you're in a panic, taking the pause and realizing what is actually going on with you, you can start to learn to act when you're in a different space and not with when you're in a place of negative emotions. So let me give you an example. So let's use dating because, as you guys know, that's where most of my examples come from these days when I'm learning more about myself and talking to you guys about it. And so I've told you guys about the hot mystery guy from California who I met last month. And if you're new to the podcast, go back to episode 3 where I tell this story. It's a really good one. It was really fun to tell, and I really love telling that story. But so we've been talking and texting over the past few weeks, and he's getting ready to come back next weekend. And so there are times when I start to freak out because maybe he didn't do something I thought he should do. So maybe he didn't text me when I thought he should, or he didn't call me, or he forgets my birthday. And yes, actually, he did forget my birthday, even though we talked about it several times. But anyway, he's not doing the thing the way I think it should be done. So then I start to feel sad or unsure, some other bad feeling comes up. And then I know if I take some action as a result, it's not going to be good action because I'm not coming from a good place. So what I've started to do and shift this for myself is I started to tell myself, okay, whatever's going on, this can still be okay, even if it doesn't go the way I think it should go. So just because he didn't call or text when I thought he should, or just because he didn't say happy birthday, doesn't mean I need to put up my walls and shut down and run away, right? Because here's the thing. If somebody is doing something you don't like, or not doing what you think they should be doing, that's not the real issue here. The issue is what you're thinking about what they're doing that is causing you the pain. And that most likely has some need, you know, it comes from the need, feeling the need to control the situation. And that's what it is for me, is it's all about the control. So feeling like if somebody isn't doing something the way I think they should, especially in a relationship scenario, that I feel like I need to shut down, run away, protect myself so I stay safe. But I don't have to do that. And so let me say that again, because I don't want this point to be missed, that the pain or negative emotion that we're experiencing when somebody isn't doing what we think they should be doing, it's not because of what they're doing. It's coming from our thoughts and what we think about what the person is doing. And so, as we know, we can't control other people. We can only control ourselves and how we react to the situation. So think about when you're any of these emotions, like scared, nervous, upset, you know, desperate, or in a, you know, like I mentioned, in a panic. Those are not good emotions to act from, yet we do it so often. And usually, you know, we don't even notice we're doing it because we're just on autopilot and we're so used to doing it. But when we do this, we start to do stupid things, right? Like maybe we send a text message that we regret later, or, you know, in bigger things in life, like, you know, maybe we're in a place of desperation. So we just take a job that we know isn't a good fit, but we're just so freaking desperate that we just need to do something, feel like we need to do something. Or maybe in the relationship space, we know we should get out of it, but we're scared because we don't want to be alone. And I've talked about this before, but it's like it starts this chain reaction of events that happen. And if we had just paused for a minute and paid attention to how we felt before we acted, these bad things may not happen. Because here's the thing, the other thing about this is your results are going to match the energy you acted from. And so if you're acting from one of these lower energy places, right, like, you know, those bad feelings, you're going to get the results that match that. So, and have you ever noticed that, right? So if you notice that when you feel good, good things happen and they just kind of flow. You don't really have to do, there's not much effort to put out there. But when you feel bad and you do something, it's like the bad things just keep happening. And then at some point you're finally like, okay, enough is enough. And you know, unknowingly you pause because you're, it's like, you can't even, nothing is working. So when I'm talking about pausing, this is what I'm talking about. Taking that step back, but really paying attention to how we feel in the moment. And so, okay, so how do you do that? And you guys, when I tell you this stuff and when I'm talking to you, I'm telling you the things that have worked for me. And so here's the way I do it. When I'm not feeling good, I don't act. It's that simple. If I'm not feeling good, I don't act. So if I'm feeling sad or mad or worried, I'm not going to do the thing that I think I should do at that point. I'm just not going to act because I know that nothing good is going to come from that. So what I do is I do something else to get my mind off of it and get myself in a better space. I take a break from it. I pause. I walk away from it. I put it on a shelf for a while. You guys, I don't know how many times I've said that. I'm going to put it on the shelf for a while and not worry about it. And then ended up, whatever I was worried about ended up, something happened because I took my focus off and it ended up turning out to be a good situation. So sometimes for me, that means I'm going to go take a nap maybe, or sometimes I'm going to go read a book, or I'm going to scroll through Instagram and look at funny memes and cat pictures, or, you know, I'm going to call a friend or whatever it might be, but I'm not going to keep spinning on the thing at that moment. And like I said, I know nothing good is going to come when I'm acting from this negative space. So, and I can tell you, I haven't always done that and I don't always get it right even now. But what I do know is when I feel like shit, that's not the time for me to act because nothing good is going to come from that. And paying attention to those feelings and emotion, I can start to dig a little deeper and ask myself, what's really going on here? Why am I feeling this way? Right? So how am I participating in this? And a lot of times for me, what's coming up is old programming. It's things like, I think I can't have the thing I want, or I'm assuming something that isn't true, or I'm just not really clear about what it is that I want. So I'm focusing on what I don't want, and that's causing the pain point for me. So let's talk about how you can fit this into your life. Let's talk about how you can fit taking a pause and fitting it into your life. So I think the first thing you do is you start to pay attention to how you're feeling. So when you're feeling bad, recognize that, but don't beat yourself up. Right? Just take a pause. You're allowed to feel the feelings, okay? But just take a minute to stop and notice. Because if you're not aware of it, you can't change the habit and break that loop of those thoughts and behaviors that are going on. So from there, decide, is this really the best place to act from? I think sometimes we feel like we have to do something, like we need to act right away, when really we don't. If we can just take a break, put it on the shelf, pause. Sometimes things have a way of working themselves out, and we really didn't have to end up doing anything in the first place. And I think the next thing, if you start to shift your focus away from the thing that's causing you the pain, right? So you pay attention, you're not feeling good. Okay, let's take a break from it. I don't think I should act right now. Let me put it on the shelf. Let me do something different. Let me focus on something different than what's causing me the pain. So do something to give yourself a break, whatever that is, right? So watching TV, reading a book, talking on the phone. And, you know, talking to a friend can be helpful as long as you're not rehashing the whole thing that's bothering you in the first place, right? You got to talk about something different to get your mind off of it. But take a break, put it on a shelf, think about something different. And then when you're feeling better, and go back to the topic, ask yourself, what's really bothering me? How am I participating? Because we are always participating in our life. Life isn't just happening to us. We're shaping our lives by what we think, and those thoughts determine our actions. And so what's going on with our thoughts, and how are we participating in that story? Those are all great questions to ask yourself. And then from there, the next thing is decide, is there anything you should do? And sometimes there is, but sometimes there isn't. And a lot of times the action is to just change what you're thinking about the topic. Because like I said earlier, I want to point this out again because this is so big. This is such a big thing that I don't want this point to be missed. But if somebody is doing something you don't like or not doing what you think they should be doing, that's not the issue. The issue is what you're thinking about what it is that you're doing that's causing you all this pain. And so one thing I've learned through all of this and finally come to terms with myself on and accepted is that, like I said earlier, things can still be okay even if it's not going how I think it should go. I mean, I don't have to make every small thing into a catastrophe just because it doesn't go like I think it should. And what I've noticed for me when I'm holding on to expectations of how I think something should look or how it should go, it's like I'm ruining the ability to be open and accept that things can happen in a different way. So I'm holding on for dear life and I'm thinking it can only be one way. But when I let go, you know, all my expectations and my control, it's like things start to flow again because I'm not cutting off that energy and you know, blocking the good things from coming in. And we talked about this on last week's episode about being open. And I really think that's one of the keys to enjoying life is being open. And if you didn't listen to that one, go back and listen to that because these two topics tie together really well. But things can be okay even if they don't go the way we think they should. And I have this quote on my phone that I love, and it says, "When nothing is certain, anything is possible." And when nothing is certain, anything is possible. And I love that because it doesn't limit us like our own control does. And I'm going to tell you, that is such a better way to live. It is such a better way to live. It feels better. Things go better. And it's just it's just a better way to live. So this week, if something comes up and you're not feeling that great about it, can you pause and shift your focus away from it and do something else? Can you just take a break from it a minute? Notice that, okay, I don't like how this feels, but I'm not going to act right now. I'm going to pause. I'm going to take a break and I'm going to walk away from it. And then you can start to examine your own feelings and ask yourself, what's really going on here? Why am I feeling this way? And do I want this to continue? And then decide, is there something you need to do, or do you just need to change what you're thinking about it? And understand that, yeah, okay, that's not unfolding like I thought it would, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. It can still be okay. So practice that this week. Practice being open and being happy, being okay with it, even if things don't seem to be going according to your plan. And you guys, before I close out, I'm going to be honest. This one has been tough for me because it's like I'm having this internal fight with myself. It's like, part of me wants to protect myself and shut down and instantly react. But then the other part of me is like, no, this is actually okay. You know, this is how you get different results. And it's probably going to take some practice. And like I said, I'm still practicing it. I don't get it right all the time. But if you can get past that uncomfortable stage in the beginning, you're going to notice it starts to get easier. And it's easier on yourself. Like you begin to lighten up about yourself, right? And things just go easier and you can be happy and be okay with it, even if it doesn't go according to what you think is the plan. All right, you guys, I'm going to close out today's show talking about taking a pause, but as I do on every episode, I like to tell you about the songs I picked for the episode. And both of the songs I picked this week have nothing to do with this topic. I just liked them. They were on my playlist this week, and I just really liked them. So the intro song is called Akira Kurosawa by the Ben Miller Band. And so as soon as I heard this song, I thought, this is extremely catchy. I really like this song. I don't know what this guy is saying, but I need to look this up and see. So I looked it up, and it's called, again, Akira Kurosawa. And he was a Japanese film director and screenwriter, and when I looked him up on Wikipedia, it's saying that he's regarded as one of the most important and influential filmmakers in the history of cinema. So I don't know a lot about the guy. I didn't really read much more or about them writing the song. I just liked it. I thought it was really catchy, and I don't know much about Ben Miller Band, but hearing that song made me want to learn more. So intro is Akira Kurosawa. Outro is called Let Me In by Hannah Dasher. I think I saw Hannah Dasher at the Ryman when I saw the Cadillac 3. I really liked her voice. She's got a very, very strong voice. She's a very strong presence. And I really liked this song. And this song to me is fun to sing in the shower. I can't sing at all. I'm not a good singer. But of course, when I'm in the shower or in the car, I'm the best singer in the world. So Hannah Dasher, Let Me In. Really liked that song this week. So you guys, I'm going to wrap up this week, and I would love to hear what you think. And if you think somebody can benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Please, I'd love to hear more about what you think about it. If you have any topics you want me to talk about or any questions, you can shoot me an email, SloanFremont@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, Sloan Fremont, and I will talk to you all next week. One big old